So I have been trying to get my room set up to better facilitate recording. I have recently come into possession of some better recording equipment than just my phone. And I figured, since I didn't want to change where I record, which is, of course, my bed, that I would try and better shape my room to its purpose. But what I decided to do, what I've wanted to do, is put a projector on so that I could take advantage of the large, light-colored wall across from my bed. And I have gotten the fucker into place after much combat and it falling on my head more times than I'm willing to admit to, but it's not exactly right. It's a little bit too high. And as a result, my ceiling fan, which has like this little dome light, is in the middle of the top of the picture, and it looks like a UFO. And none of that matters, but as I hit record to record this for you, I saw it. It was there, and I'm tired, and I'm horny, and I don't care. And that's, so there you go. There's 2 minutes of your life you can't get back. I took it. It's mine. But, yeah, I'm horny, and I want to come, and I want you to come with me. So please just come with me. I know that I have listeners of all different genders, so whatever body bit you use to make yourself feel good, can you please just do the things that make you feel good, whether it's stroking or rubbing or thrusting or violating a rubber chicken, whatever it is. Just feel good with me, okay? Just feel good with me. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted. That's what this whole account is for, is to feel good and to have you feel good with me and world peace through orgasms. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired, and I'm always so tired when I come to you. Well, not always, but often I'm tired when I come to you. At least, hopefully this time the audio quality is a little bit better. I know some of my sleepy rambles are a little bit hard to understand, and I apologize for that. I was just using my phone. And I have discovered that when your face is mushed into the bed and the blanket and the pillow, the phone microphone has a very slightly slightly more difficult time picking me up. My goodness, I'm yawning a lot. Not sure if you're gonna come with me or if you're gonna take a nap with me. Although honestly, that would be really, really nice, wouldn't it? Just come cuddle and sleep, and we'll get up later and we'll do the adulty things. But for right now, let's just a big cuddle puddle in my bed, okay? Everybody, come here. We're gonna just have a great big cuddle puddle. Cuddle puddle. I like saying that. Cuddle puddle. Cuddle puddle. My room smells like laundry detergent because I washed towels earlier. I like the smell of good laundry detergent. Just so you know, I've been playing with myself this entire time. I realize it doesn't seem it, but I am. There are fingers at work, I promise you that. They are wet. And I am wet. And I've yawned so much that the squinching up of my cheeks has caused a single tear to... Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think it's going to be the only tear that gets smooshed out by my yawns. I'm laying here in my bed and my eyes are closed and I'm cold. It was so nice the other day. It's like 80 degrees, which, to be fair, is too warm for April, where I live. But it was nice. Now it's gonna snow today, and I don't want any more snow for a while. But it's cold, and I'm cold, and I don't have my space heater on because it's noisy, and I didn't want you to have to hear that. So, I'm cold. And I'm sleepy. But I want to come before I go to sleep. Well, what I really want is to come and then have a cuddle puddle and then go to sleep. But, yeah. Fingers in the wet place that's not up my nose. Why did I say that? Why did I sit? Oh, wow. You're getting a good dose of random today, aren't you? I'm sorry if you started doing the feel good motions and now you're waiting for me to do the moaning and the screaming and the yelling, and instead I'm talking about how my fingers are not up my nose. I apologize. Oh, goodness. Stop it. Okay. So, sorry. I'm going to try and focus here. Let's shift a little, shift a lot. Do some. Do some yawning. This would be so nice, though. Like, if we had done the sleeps. And we woke up. Well, you woke up, because I'm... And I don't wear clothes when I sleep, because it feels way better. If you are in a situation where you can sleep naked, and you've never tried it, I highly encourage it. It feels a little weird at first, because you're like, ooh, I'm naked, but then you realize, ooh, I'm naked. And it's so comfy. But anyways, yeah. So you wake up and you just roll over and spread my legs and slide your fingers inside. Some of them be said for somebody else's fingers, you know? Like, my fingers are really, really good at what they do. They know where to press and where to curl and where to do all the magic things, but having someone else's fingers is nice. It's nice, someone else's fingers inside me and make me come. Even if you don't make me come, it's okay. Like, I don't mind. I can make myself come. I just want you to play with me. I just want you to try, you know, just try to make me feel good. That's all I ask. Like, we'll get there. We'll figure it out. It's okay. Well, we got this, you and me. but that's how I want to wake up. I want to be nice, early, rainy, gray, beautiful morning when that light is just that amazingly indescribable color. You know, when the sun's coming through the clouds, and the clouds aren't really dark, but they get that, like, that pearly shine to them, and the birds are still just kind of sleepy chirping because it's raining and they don't want to be out either. But my first thought, well, my first thought's going to be, why am I awake this early? But then my second thought's going to be, ooh, that's why I'm awake that early. And then I want to kiss you and I want to touch you and you're so sexy. I don't think you realize that. Like, we don't realize that we're sexy. I didn't know I was sexy. And then y'all came along and you were like, holy shit. And then I was like, wait, what? And now here we are. And I still think that, what the fuck? But I don't know. You keep coming back. You keep listening. So I know you're not here for... I know you're not here for my scintillating intellectual conversations, because those don't happen. All right, I'm gonna stop talking now, okay? Because, oh, magic fingers. Wasn't that what they used to call those vibrating beds in the 70s? You put a quarter in and the bed vibrates. Magic fingers, is that what they're called? It's a little bit before my time, but I've seen them. And... oh, you don't have to put a quarter in my fingers, though. That would be weird. Where would I even store the quarters? Like, I mean, it's my fingers, so I could just, like, put the quarter in my pocket with my fingers, but that's not the point. There we go. Yes. Oh, yes. No. Would you do that for me? Would you wake me up with your fingers? Or maybe your tongue. Just wake me up and make me come, and then you come, or you come, and then I come, and then we go back to sleep because it's too fucking early to be awake. And then we just... Please. Yes. That feels... No, that's slippery. So slippery, so... Oh, so wet. Wet. Warm. Please feel good for me. Whatever. whatever it is you need, whatever it is you want. Just feel good. Oh, God. Just feel good. Feel. No. Yes, when you come. No, please make me come. Make me. No, I want to come. No, I want to come for you. I want to come for you. I want you to come for me. I want just. No. No. No, I just want. I just want you. Please. 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 See, we got there eventually. It's just sometimes good things take time, yeah. Now about that cuddle puddle that I mentioned.